Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome to the Get Your Business Right Show. This is Michael Muse. You know who I am, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, because overcoming your fears is not an option. We're on VK Radio coming straight from New York City. This is all about the power of women. And I'm excited today because, as I always say, I come across some amazing people who are changing the world, making their communities better, making their selves better, and everything they touch better. And today, I want to introduce a gentleman who was changing lives, helping people see God from a whole new perspective. That's right, a whole new perspective. But see, sometimes we see, too often we only want to see God from one dimension, one way, and we handle that spiritual relationship from that standpoint. We're about to hear some powerful stuff today. I want to introduce you to one and only Reverend Martin for Godland Unity Church. How you doing, Pastor?
I'm excellent, Michael. Thank you for introducing me. That introduction was simply great. I am glad to be a part of this broadcast. Take care of your business. And I'm excited about it. And I'm ready to go and have the conversation. And most certainly, thank God for VK Broadcast.
Well, we're excited to have you on because it's people like you who are making a difference in your community, in your city, and around the world. It's a big part, especially having a new show about to come out, the Spiritual Sanity Show. And let's just jump into that right quick. When you are a reverend and you're a man in the cloth, and of course, when it comes to churches in the city of Detroit, I know at one time it was close to 7,000 churches just in the city of Detroit where you could find a church on certain streets every other block. Mm-hmm. And so what is your ideology and where has God brought you to share a message that is not totally orthodox like everybody else?
Well, you're absolutely right. Detroit at one time had 7,000 churches, and there was sometime two or three different churches on one block, and I'm a product of that environment, you know, and I've always said that Detroit was the spiritual Mecca, and I'm sure Atlanta and all other cities are saying we are too, but I've always claimed Detroit to be the spiritual Mecca. And so being a product of that environment and being able to been blessed to go to different places and live in New York and live in California, I got a chance to really feel and be a part of the spiritual environment of those different metropolitan areas. But as I came back to Detroit, I came back with a whole different state of consciousness, meaning a whole different state of awareness that there needed to be an upgrade even in our spirituality. And I'm of the mindset that religion is the last thing to be upgraded. Science, math, and technology is always upgrading, but it seemed that religion is always the last to get the upgrade. And then our interpretation of the Bible is always antiquated or from yesterday, way back when. But in my ministry at Godland Unity Church, where I'm the senior minister, I choose to take the Bible and give it a up-to-date twist. And what I mean up-to-date twist is to talk about how we live life every single day and take those scriptures. I'm not really concerned about Jerusalem, Babylon, or all those ancient cities or Egypt, of ancient cities of the Bible. I'm talking about Detroit, Highland Park. We're talking about New York. We're talking about Harlem. How to be able to take those ancient scriptures and give them a facelift and bring them up to date where men and women, and most certainly that women can be empowered and go forward knowing that they're the women that God has called them to be as God women, as I like to say.
And Reverend Martin, I'm glad you mentioned that because when it comes to women, women dominate the church. They've taken roles and leadership now. I remember many years ago, women weren't up in the pulpit. They weren't in the deacon board. They weren't in the trustee boards. But now they have elevated and moved in those areas. And a lot of churches are majority women. And so from what I've seen, the women who do come, they come, a lot of them have been hurt. They've been hurt from people, been hurt by the world. And what are some of the things you do different to really position and empower those women to not only succeed, But what's that secret sauce on them really having that long-standing, strong, long-term relationship with God that God often seeks to have with all of us?
You're absolutely right. And I'm a product of also of my mother, my grandmother who raised me. She was a pastor. And so I was able to see her be ostracized and men tell her that if she couldn't stand in the pulpit and speak and all of that. And a lot of them would always share the scripture that Paul said women ought to be silent in the church. But her answer was, I don't want to hear what Paul had to say. I want to know what Jesus said. And so when she understood what that means. Jesus loved women. If you looked at Jesus' ministry, he was always reaching out to women. And for me to empower a woman, I often say that if you teach a man, you teach one person. But if you teach a woman, you teach a nation. Because a woman is able to birth and bring forth children. So whenever she began to become educated about her self-empowerment, she's able to teach her children and able to raise up a nation. And so women, you're absolutely right, is the greatest demographics in the church. And so it would only be wise that we would cater to the women and most certainly allow women to be who God has ordained them to be. And because we live in such a patriarchal system, and which is really falling by the wayside through this COVID and coronavirus things going on, things have shifted. We're moving now from a patriarchal system to a system where women will have an opportunity to be in control and being in power. And so I'm glad for that. And so for me, I'm not intimidated by a woman, but most certainly I'm encouraged to see a woman step into her godly place. And besides speaking only on Women's Day and talking about Ruth and Esther, but that a woman would share her overcoming testimony, because a woman has a lot to say, because she really is the image and likeness of God.
Yeah, you said a good mouthful right there, Reverend Martin. And so what are the things that you see need to change to help women get to that place, like you said, where they can step into their God self role, where they can get to a place where they're able to take advantage of their gifts and use their talent in a way that's going to not just change, like you say, not just change their family, but like I say, build the nation.
Well, absolutely right. You know, women no longer are, I've never saw women in a subservient role. As I said, my mother, she was a pastor, so she was always in the lead, and that didn't make my father any less of a man. But she heeded to her call. And I say to every woman, heed to the call that God has on your life. And if you do that, you may have some resistance and sometimes some opposition. And you can expect that, but don't expect that as being the end all of your ministry, but accept that as an opportunity to flex your spiritual muscles. And know that if God has called you, God will equip you. And if God will equip you, God has the assignment for you. And so since God has the assignment for you and equipped you and have called you, then just relax in the knowing that everything is really in divine order. And knowing that as you continue to do your spiritual practice in prayer and meditation and being very affirmative in your understanding of who you are in God, just know that he that has a ministry or a woman that has a ministry, wait on it. That means don't sit on the sideline, but continue to nurture yourself and do the necessary things that's necessary, that when the opportunity presents itself, you're ready. You're ready because God has called you and God will equip you and God has assigned you. And so just be able to qualify yourself that when the opportunity comes, that you're ready to do what you've been assigned to do.
But let's back up, Pat. I love what you said with being qualified. Let's talk about that. What are some of the things a woman and person could do now to start getting qualified?
Well, you qualify yourself by getting ready. You know, you don't wait until you get on the job to get qualified, then it's too late. You qualify yourself through prayer, through fasting, through reading of the word, through getting a spiritual understanding of what the Bible is saying. Also reach out and grab other materials. That you're able to enhance your ministry. And so you do all the necessary legwork. The scripture says, study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word of God. You know, and so there's a lot of information you can get pertaining to ministry, and a lot of information pertaining to ministry pertaining to women. There's not just information that is being written by men. There are women who are writing, who have written and have wrote, that encourage women to go forward in the ministry, you know. And so qualify me, get yourself together, do what you need to do. If you do your part, the Spirit would do the rest.
You know, I got to follow up on what you just said. The Spirit would do the rest. What does a person need to do to really be in that spot to let God move and let the Spirit move them?
Well, when I say the Spirit would do the rest, is that a lot of times folks don't prepare themselves. Once you're prepared, and once you have set the intention of knowing that I'm following the lead of God, and that I'm open, willing, and available for the assignment that God has for my life. And when I say God would do the rest, He would make the contact. He will connect you with the right people at the right time, at the right place. You don't have to go out here and trying to carve a niche for yourself. If you qualify yourself and set the intention before God, He said, I know I have the plan for you. I got a plan for you, for my thoughts, but not your thoughts. So God has already called you. And so since God has called you, God already has a vision for your life. So it's up to you to be able to be qualified to receive the vision, and knowing that in the vision, there is built in provision to take care of you.
That's powerful, Pastor. And let's take a look at, you have lived on both coasts of the United States, from Oakland to New York. And what are some of the things that you've learned to help in those different big city metropolitan areas that have helped prepare you to really be a beacon and a light for Detroit?
Well, New York is known as the Mecca of African American people. We have a tremendous collection of African American from all over the world, from all over the African American diaspora, from Africa, from the Caribbean to Dominican Republic, you name it, where people of color, brown people are located, they're in the city of a city in the state of New York. And living in Harlem and living in Brooklyn, it gave me an opportunity to really bump shoulders with African American people from all over the world. And so I got a chance to really understand how we really operate, instead of me just understanding how I operate as an African-American man. I got a chance to be in close contact with Dominicans, Republicans, Puerto Ricans, I'm sorry, Haitians, people from St. Lucia, Barbados. And I got a chance to really understand their different type of religion. In Africa and in New York, the African Americans or Africans diaspora, the people from the different cultures and different countries brought their religion with them. So it was unusual for you to understand the Kanta Belay or Voodoo, or as we call it, Voodoo. The other different religions that was outside of Christianity. And I really enjoyed it. I got a chance to really to get my feel of understanding something outside of the religion, the 66 books of the Bible, and understand that the Western religion was the only way of thinking for the African American or once again for the African diaspora. And that was my experience in New York. In California is more of a metaphysical, esoteric place. They're into meditation. They're into affirmations. Science of the mind is very heavy out there. Astrology, things that people of the Western culture of Christianity would call the occult. But when I began to really study and become a part of a ministry out there, I realized that there wasn't any danger in it, but it was simply additional tools that I can use to enhance my spirituality and share with those that was willing to go to the next level in their spiritual evolution.
Wow, that's powerful right there. Like I said, being able to take the main nuts and bolts from both coasts.
Yes.
And so with all that traveling, how did that help shape you and your family? And if you're married and have kids, how did that shape you in raising your family? Just having that vast knowledge from both coasts, and how did that help you shape what you do with your family?
Well, my grandmother prepared me. And there was always a statement that she would always make all the time, every single day of my life, seemingly. Know God for yourself and don't allow nobody to limit your understanding of who God is. And so when I got a chance to live in both coasts, New York, and live in L.A., I was able to synthesize that information, those spiritual information. And it truly helped me tremendously. Most certainly, I'm in my marriage for my 15th year. Met a young lady who was senior manager of environmental affairs who was in a traditional Pentecostal church. But in dealing with her and being married to her, I was able to share a whole different outlook on spirituality, such as meditation, affirmation. And those were things that was very important to her in her life. Being a general manager, environmental affairs for over 30 something years, it gave her a chance to look at life from a whole different perspective. It gave her an opportunity to do her job from a different perspective. Instead of being in a stressful place, she was able to be in a peaceful place. And thank and praise God that she was able to come out of there retired after 33 years without any physical danger, any physical danger or any mental problems. Because before her retirement, several individuals who worked closely with her had strokes and a couple of folks died, you know. And so my wife was able to come out of there, praise God, untouched and unscathed. And so we give credit, first of all, to God, but also to the techniques that we begin to start practicing in our home, meditation, and to begin to affirm what we wanted for our life.
Well, absolutely. Well, Pastor, Reverend Martin, we come point in time, we need to take a quick break.
Thank you.
Welcome back. This is the Get Your Business Right show on VertK Radio. And I am here with the phenomenal Reverend Martin, who is really giving the nuts and bolts on how having the proper perspective to your spiritual being and your God self, and just really sharing the techniques that he has learned and from his grandmother and how it has shaped him as a man today. So Reverend Martin, you, like I said, just that experience really helped put you in a good position. Like you said, when it comes to your wife being unscathed from working those 30 years, that is truly a blessing, because we know a lot of people work jobs for 30 plus years and they may get out physically okay, but like you said, a lot sometimes their mind and sometimes their emotions get scarred in the process.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so during this crisis pandemic time, what are three things that you share with your congregation to help them stay spiritually ready, mentally ready, and financially and physically ready? What are some things you teach them right now? Because we're in the middle of that storm right now.
Right. Well, one of the things that was a mantra that we used at our church at Godland was that we're perfect, holy, and complete. Every Sunday we affirmed that we were perfect, holy, and complete, simply saying that we were what God said we were. God said we are already perfect, holy, and complete. And this is before the storm arose, the pandemic manifested. We begin to affirm that we were perfect, holy, and complete. That means that God had our front, he had our back, that God had us. And so we was able to use that affirmation and to affirm that. Every day, Monday through Friday, I meet with the congregation at 11 o'clock, and we do the daily word, where we get together and we discuss the daily word. And the daily word has a topic such as love, joy, protection, safety, whatever the word is. We get together and there's a certain sense of camaraderie, there's a certain sense of unity that's there. And so we're not able to touch each other physically, but we're able to touch each other in the spirit. And another thing that I teach is to affirm affirmative prayer, not a begging prayer, but affirm. We affirm from the place that I am what God say I am. God said I'm healed, I'm healed. God said I'm at peace, I'm at peace. And so we affirm, even in the midst of this pandemic, that we are at peace, we are in love, and that everything is in divine order. Affirmations. We use affirmations in our ministry. There is only one mind, and that mind is my mind, and no other mind can master my mind, for my mind is the mind of Christ. We use affirmations. And the third piece is that we do meditation from Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. If it's 30 seconds, 30 minutes, whatever your threshold may be for meditation, we take time to meditate. And meditation simply means you don't have to be wrapped up in the pretzel or do some of the techniques that Jane Fonda uses. But meditation means to listen very intently, just to be quiet and to listen and to allow yourself to relax into that peace. Because there is a peace in God. There's a peace that God has that surpasses all understanding.
I'm glad you said that, Reverend Martin, because one of the things years ago, I'd asked the gentleman, I said, what does it take to be great? He said, one thing you need to do is realize God gave you one mouth, he gave you two ears, so you need to be doing more listening than talking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful.
And so I'm excited, Reverend Martin. You have teamed up. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear. Reverend Martin has teamed up with two powerful women. And they have a show that they have a new show that's coming out next month. And it is really going to bring clarity to this world we live in, named the Spiritual Sanity Show. And so with this show here, Reverend Martin, I'm excited about it. I mean, I got goosebumps right now because I know that with the knowledge between you three, lives will be changed, homes will be changed, communities will be changed, and countries will be changed. Because you guys, see, what's so fascinating about what you guys are doing, you're coming from a three-dimensional approach. It's not no just one-sided. You're hitting it from all three sides, from metaphysical, from the science, and the spiritual. Good God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Reverend Martin, when it comes to the show, what are some of the biggest things you want to do to really not only touch the mind and heart, but what is the path that what do you see this show doing to really be a benefit and value to people in the world?
Well, you're absolutely right. Them two best, you know, Dr. Maisha Hazard come from the very scientific background, and she gives you tools that you can scientifically do something with your life, because it's all about transformation. Is bad. She's the spiritual director of Kepler Institute of Metaphysical Science. I mean, you know, she does a tremendous work there in Los Angeles, and her track record of folks being healed, and she does something with the heart. And her scientific methodology is simply just second to none. I mean, you're absolutely right. We hit you with the uppercut. We hit you in all parts of the body and make sure that we get to you. And that there's an opportunity for you to change. If science is your thing, then listen to what she's saying is most certainly what you need to be doing. There's Dr. Vicky Tucker, who's coming from a very clinical, psychological place, which is good, because the Bible says, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. And so Dr. Tucker is coming from a psychological place. She's the social clinician of the group, and she's able to talk to you, and she has this voice where she's like your mother. She's able to say, tell me what your problem is, and when you begin to tell her what your problem is, she as a doctor or as a surgeon, she goes in very skillfully, and she cuts to the core and help you to get to what you're looking for, what you're dealing with, and what answers you need to receive. And most certainly, I come from the very spiritual level. Most certainly give you the Bible and give you metaphysics, give you the up-to-date version of how you can change your life. Be you transformed by the renewing. I'm talking about your mind, how to get your mind right. As your show is, I think, is get your business right.
That's
my
right.
Thing is get your mind right. And once you get your mind right, you can get your life right. And once you get your life right, then you can fly like an eagle, and then you can fly and never come down. You know, and then you can be what God has ordained for you to be, because God ordained for you to be the image and likeness of who he is or who she is. It makes no difference if it's male or female, the God that you're talking about, but it's about being the greatest version of yourself. So you're absolutely right. I'm excited about spiritual standing. I'm waiting to hear it myself. I mean, you know, it was tremendous working with you, Dr. Michael. I mean, and we're looking for the second season again real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about what you three are doing. You three are definitely, definitely powerful in a sense of mindset, unity, and just really, really being a beacon of light mm-hmm. for those who may have feel like, hey, I give up, or I don't know what to do. And you guys come in with such a loving touch, such a gentle hand, where anyone who deals with any one of you three, you know, they could come to you, and it's, they could come to you, and and work with you. And there's no place of judgment there, which is so good, where a lot of times in the spiritual realm, people have backed away from God because they've dealt with religion and they've been hurt. And so I'm just so glad what you're doing. But we're getting close to the end of the show here. What is something that you want to leave about yourself and about the show that you really want to share to really set people up for success and to be empowered, like you say, with affirmations?
You're absolutely right. You know, you said something about judgment. You're dealing with a show and you're dealing with a man. You said man of the cloth. I'm a man who loves God, who has no judgment. God is love. That's my theory, and that's my way of living. God is love, and so I have no judgment. Who you are and what you are. All I know is that the greater part of you is God. That God lives on the inside of you. So I'm not intimidated by your outward demonstration, because I know that the greater part of you is on the inside of you. And so I want you to be encouraged to tune into Spiritual Sanity, that you can come on and be your greater version of yourself and find out what you need to do. We offer you just practical tools that you can use every single day. There's self-help tools that you can do. Things that putting your hand on your heart and following your breath and being able to meditate for 30 seconds. I mean, just simple information that we offer. And most certainly, I'm encouraged to be back in the city of Detroit after coming back from L.A. I have a home in L.A. and I'm here in Detroit. But I'm encouraged to be a part of the Verke broadcast family, that I can offer my information and offer the tools that God has blessed me to share that has caused my life to be transformed. And so I'm excited about those that would tune in and listen and be a part of this continued great family. Verke Network, the powerful women, or power of women. And, you know, and so I may have fumbled that, but most certainly what I'm saying to you is that if you tune in, you can be empowered as a woman and be the queen that you know that you already are.
That's right. I appreciate what you say, Reverend Martin. I appreciate your insight. I appreciate your wisdom. And I appreciate you being a change agent in this world to make it a better place. I'm looking forward to definitely have you on again, because I know next time you come back on, I'm just looking forward to hearing the testimonies and hearing the power, what everything that God is doing with you, through you, and the people around you.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. We're on the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. And you know, we come from New York City, from Verke Radio, the power of women. And when it comes to the Spiritual Sanity show, beginning of June, when it comes to that show, beat me listening to it, because these shows will empower you, impact you, and help you get that clarity that you need to make the right decisions, to move forward in your greatness, move in your power to be all you want to be. But most important right now, without you, there is no me. I love you. God loves you. And there's nothing you can do about it. See you next time.
Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.